Good afternoon, I'm Nathaniel Lee. Cranbrook RCMP want to speak with the driver of a small red hatchback after a hit-and-run incident last week. A gray sedan was struck on its side by the hatchback on Cranbrook Street North October 17th around 1 p.m. The sedan sustained damages, and video surveillance was able to capture images of the hatchback. Anyone able to identify the vehicle is asked to contact Cranbrook RCMP. Meanwhile, police in the Columbia Valley are investigating after tools were stolen in two separate break-ins in the region last week. The first incident was at a hotel in Radium on Monday, October 17th. Police say someone broke into a Ford F-150 in the hotel's parking lot, taking a generator and various tools. The other incident was reported Saturday, October 22nd. A resident on 10th Street in Invermere reported someone had entered the shed on his property, stealing an older model Husqvarna chainsaw with a 20-inch bar. Anyone with information about the thefts is asked to contact Columbia Valley RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Accum is holding an election today from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The vote is to elect two candidates for the office of councillor for a four-year term. Three candidates have been nominated for the election: Dallas Cardinal Clement, Jason Andrew, and Diane Whitehead. Voting wraps up at 8 p.m. tonight, with Accum residents able to vote at the polling place at the Accum boardroom today or by phone-in ballot. Results from the election will be available through the Accum community once they are tallied. Three outgoing Columbia Valley politicians are getting a send-off in legislature. Columbia River Revelstoke MLA Doug Klovchuk took time in Victoria last week to bid farewell to former Radium Hot Springs Mayor Clara Reinhart. He congratulated her on the many projects she completed through her 8 years as Radium's mayor.
Clara achieved a great deal for her community with her colleagues in the Columbia Valley. Most recently, Clara was recognized in Ottawa as a community champion by the Forest Product Association of Canada, and one of her biggest highlights was the Radium's new community center and building it all with BC Wood products.
Klovchuk also took time to thank former Canal Flats Mayor Carl Sturzer and outgoing Regional District of East Kootenay Area G Director Jerry Wilkie. An economist says the Bank of Canada's decision to raise its key interest rate by half a percentage point to 3.75% is surprising and risky. It's the sixth straight increase aimed at clamping down on high inflation. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem says there are no easy outs to restoring price stability. The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to raise rates by a more aggressive 0.75 point next week. Over to sports, the Cranbrook Bucks have a big test tonight in the form of the Penticton V's. The V's have won all 11 of their games this year. The Bucks last played in Friday's 10-3 win over Powell River. Cranbrook forward Jack Silich earned BCHL First Star honors for his showing through three games last week. He hopes to continue making an impact for the Bucks.
Moving forward with my junior career, I'd love to do great this year and move on to college at some point. So, like everyone else, but still, I believe that I'm here focused in the present to lay my hammer down and work.
This is the first of six straight road games for Cranbrook. They return home November 12th. Over in the NHL, one Canadian NHL team is in action tonight. The St. Louis Blues host the Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton is 3-3 through their first six games of the year. And now, here's your weather forecast. Today it's cloudy with a high of 9. Overnight, it's cloudy with a chance of rain and a low of 2. Tomorrow, it's cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 7. Right now, it's mostly cloudy at 3 degrees in Cranbrook and Kimberley, and there's light snow at 2 degrees in the Elk Valley. Local news first, I'm Nathaniel Lee.